Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for December the 4th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our 2 of 2, and our goal always remains the same. That is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, the rule of law, as our guide. We believe that if we return to the supreme law of the land, we will have the success that has hitherto been had in America. We don't believe in revolution, but we do believe in restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. After all, it is a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. And man, have I been sicker than a dog, but you know what? I just ride for the brand. I remain faithful and stay on the radio. They'd have to make it so I couldn't talk for me to get off the radio, huh, Kurt? All right, welcome, Kurt.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Yeah. All right, we got all that going on. So that's number one. Before we get to our guest today, we're ending last hour with a headline. Arpaio calls, that's Joe Arpaio, good Sheriff Joe, calls on 250,000 armed citizens to stop terrorism and mass shootings. Draw your weapons, brethren. That's what Sheriff Joe Arpaio is urging nearly a quarter of a million Arizona gun enthusiasts to do. Yep. What do you say, Kurt? The goal is to fight terrorism and mass shooters.
Well, and he's exactly right. You pointed it out many times. You know, what typically stops any of this havoc? It's somebody showing up with a gun. Now, typically, the mainstream media is going to focus on the police or the, you know, those guys showing up with a gun. But, you know, what if, like, as Sheriff Joe says, and as David A. Clark and Sheriff Mack, so many have pointed out, what if...
All right, we'll get to that, Sheriff Richard Mack with
What if they come with their guns and they're, you know, the normal Americans right then?
Good point.
The havoc stops a lot sooner.
Good, Sheriff. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. What do you say?
Well, you know, Kurt called it right. He gave a pretty strong historical analysis from three of our nation's well-known sheriffs, including myself, that has been saying the same thing for the last 30 years, and Sheriff Clark setting the example in contemporary times of saying, be armed and be ready and be prepared and be ready to fight back. And what we have known, look at every one of these incidents, they're always picking the most vulnerable places where they know no one will be shooting back. And so that's really what we have to address, not the idiocy of a Hillary Clinton saying, see, we need more gun control. I told you we needed more gun control. And this is one time I will agree with some of these Republican politicians who have told her, if you think this situation in San Bernardino is about gun control, then you're just completely out of touch with what's going on, not only in America, but all across the world. How ridiculous, once again, that we have, why don't we just ask, why doesn't the press ask Hillary Clinton or the Democrats or these idiots that believe gun control would solve these kinds of problems? Ask them how. For heaven's sakes, give me the plan that would stop this. What are you going to do? Take guns? I mean, this had nothing to do with background checks. It had nothing to do with waiting periods. What is she proposing? Is she proposing full-scale confiscation of three?
Yes, she is, my friend. However, you should know the facts on this. The guns used in the San Bernardino tragedy that just happened,
yeah,
were purchased legally in the United States. That's according to an ATF spokesman, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter if they're legal or not. These people would get them. But, yeah, so this was all legal, which you and I both already know. These guns were purchased legally. So if the Democrats and idiot Hillary are going to have their way, what is it going to take to stop that? Then the only other thing is, Sam, stop the legal purchases of guns. And that means full-scale stopping the entire gun market. And I noticed on Fox Business today on the stock markets that the stock on gun manufacturers is going up. And even one of the pundits, the economic pundits on the show, recommended buying stock in gun manufacturers.
Well, as soon as Hillary's not protected by guns, we can start the discussion. Until then, I don't think it's worth discussing.
Of course. Yeah. And this idiocy in America, the other propaganda scheme that I thought of when Kurt was given his analysis, that that somehow we're going to be safer if we do that. And because the whole thing boils down to the terrorists picking the most vulnerable spots. And just as you have said, and just as Kurt pointed out again, this all stops as soon as somebody with a gun shows up. So the answer would be there. If you were simply being honest about providing a security analysis to every school and every theater and every vulnerable place in America, what you would do, honestly analyzing that, is you would say, somewhere, somehow, there needs to be a gun here quicker.
I hear that, but they won't go there for that discussion. You're just a whacked-out racist terrorist, aren't you? See,
yeah,
that's all they do is just, abuse
the political correctness that you're just alluding to, Sam, that this the neighbor, seeing this stuff going on, was reluctant to report him because she didn't want to be labeled as a racist.
Yeah, poor lady.
My friends, is the other side. That's the media, and that's the Democrats, and sometimes Republicans.
All right, now, part of the problem is the mainstream press is not honest. And here's another example. I've spent a lot of time over the last 20 years on the radio saying it all comes down to definitions, right, Kurt? I've said this over and over and over. Will you please define that? Because when you and I use a term, and when these bureaucrat insiders use a term, we're not even talking about the same thing. To you and I, a rape means, if a woman is not interested in any way, then you have no right, right? Bill Clinton believes it means that if it's Bill, it's okay all the time. Of course, there's a double standard between the two bills, Bill Cosby and Bill Clinton. One's okay and the other one's getting barbecued, right? So we play games with these definitions, but here's the reason that I bring this up. The term, quote, mass shooting is used by the media all the time. The problem is you can't even define the term, and it intentionally confuses people by the mainstream press. What is a, quote, mass shooting? See, the media wants to use that term all the time. And the reason the debate's so important on that definition is because it determines how many of them we've had since the beginning of the year. And they want you to believe there's been hundreds of them. But it isn't true unless we get to a definition of mass shooting. What is a mass shooting, Sheriff?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would primarily say that a mass shooting is simply where a bunch of people get shot.
Yeah, but what if I shoot my gun 10,000 times and I don't hit anybody?
Then that's a mass waste.
It is a mass waste of ammunition, but it's a mass shooting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, I know I'm demonstrating the absurd by being absurd a little bit, but the point is there's definitions.
Well, they are absurd.
There's definitions that say it has to be three or more people. Some definitions say it has to be four or more people. Some definitions say there has to be dead people. As opposed to how many are injured. But the mainstream press uses this as if they can define it. Look, we need gun control. There's mass shootings everywhere. But the reality is it's not even true, Sheriff.
No, it's not. And the press has been really adept at propagandizing and brainwashing the American people about this whole thing. I mean, you can go back to the terminology used to call a gun an assault rifle. And the fear-mongering behind calling something an assault rifle. And then, of course, these mass shootings, and again, they come up with their propaganda schemes. And because of the propaganda schemes of the media, and the media should be taking blame for this, that people are afraid to report because they get labeled as racist. And who labels people as racist more than the media? and the Democrats.
I got a question. What if I advocate for white people and European ancestry and heritage, and I advocate for that? Celebrate your ancestry. Celebrate the white race. Celebrate who you are as an American, and celebrate your European heritage. Is that okay to do in your mind, Sheriff?
Well, sure. Why not?
Amen. I agree. Well, that's the problem is if you do that, though, every race can do it but the white race, according to the media. So the definition of racist is if you're white, you're a racist, and if you're male, you're a double racist. And that's the problem. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds with Sheriff Richard Mack. By the way, Sheriff had a personal experience we're going to dig into also on your radio.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land. The Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Joe Arpaio calls on 250,000 armed citizens to stop terrorism and mass shootings. Good for Sheriff Joe. He's right as rain. That's what the founders intended. If you don't believe me, just study the Trenton situation. Just study the efforts that the citizens made whenever the British were coming. Just saying. On Tuesday, the toughest sheriff in America said that he cannot guarantee the public's safety and called on them to take matters into their own hands if necessary. Now, when criticized by that, he exclaimed, I'm just talking about the areas where you have large crowds and someone pulls a gun and starts shooting. We need someone with a concealed carry permit, takes the guy down, stops him, Arpaio explained. Now, guns used by the San Bernardino shooters were purchased legally in the United States, according to an ATF spokesman. The term mass shooting can't even be defined and intentionally confuses people. The term assault weapon, same scenario. But, Kurt, you got a police chief in Detroit to tell us about. Come on, Kurt. Let's go.
Well, you're exactly right, Sam. You know, and the Detroit, this is a black man in Detroit. It's not Sheriff David A. Clark, but he basically says, hey, that's what's got to happen. We got to have you guys with guns that help protect Americans. And, you know, he's doing great work, you know, right there in Detroit, you know.
Yeah, Police Chief James Craig, is that his name?
Looks like it, yeah. You know, the guy, you're not going to see it everywhere, but this thing basically showed up right after, you know, the event there in California, and so then it gets some coverage, you know, unless it's, you know, very far from these events, then they don't want to cover that kind of thing anymore, you know. But when there's trouble, you know, then at least it gets some play, if you will.
Now, he basically says, this police chief basically says, more guns, fewer problems, right, Kurt?
Yep. Well, and, you know, he's on right on target, like Sheriff Joe. And even there's some others that are coming out of the woodwork, you know. This guy says, armed citizens deter terrorist attacks. And he says it in Detroit, but he's talking about everywhere, you know. And he says more than 30,000 of Detroit's 688,000 residents are legally armed. So 30,000 out of 7, you know. That's according to Michigan State Police. There were almost 7,000 concealed pistol licenses issued to residents back in 2013. That's more than double those in 2009. Almost 7,600 issued in 2012. The state police said, per a report in the Detroit News, Charlie Langton hit the streets of Detroit to get public reaction to Craig's comments. One guy said, I think everyone should have a gun because guns don't kill people. Crazy people with guns kill people.
I hear that.
That's a man named Sam said. Stephanie, who moved here from Tennessee, said, everyone having a gun? No way. No way. No way.
Well, I agree. Everybody shouldn't have a gun.
Stephanie. Yeah. But, you know, she's all worried that, you know, if that was to happen, then you know, you'd have more danger. I think you'd have a more kinder, gentler people.
I think you would. But the reason I say I don't think everyone should have one is there's, you know, like Stephanie probably shouldn't have a gun, Kurt.
Right.
She's so afraid of her own shadow, I don't think she'd be safe with one. She'd have to train and mellow out and gain some stability about her before I'd want her to have a gun.
Good point.
She's not even thinking logically. She's just like, no way, no way, no way. And having her with a gun would be crazy. See, you can't have people like that are unstable that have a gun. She'd be dangerous. However, I think there should be a bunch of good people around her to protect the poor girl, for crying out loud.
Yes.
Sheriff, what do you think? Armed citizens deter terrorist attacks and... in Detroit, do you know this James guy?
Sam, I'm really glad you and Kurt were talking about my book.
Yeah, that's
because,
right.
Chief Craig, there's a chapter where I dedicate a lot of time to him and his efforts. Let's make sure everyone knows he is a black American. He is a chief of police in Detroit. He has seen through sad experience that people who are armed are better off than people who are not. And he has come to the realization that he, as a chief of police and a leader in law enforcement, must tell his people the truth that being armed is a deterrent to criminals, and the best way that you can defend yourself and your family is to have a gun in your home. So he's seen the truth. He didn't always feel this way, but as a chief, he has seen the truth in Detroit. And by the way, my books are on the website. They're on Christmas special. They're only $10. These books were $20. Now they're only $10, and these books need to get out there. Are You a David? That book needs to get out there.
Yeah, I think his name is...
great point.
Let me see if I can understand this guy's name, Kurt. Let's see. I think the guy's name is David James Craig, right, Sheriff?
I thought it was just James Craig. But
it is, but he's a David, so it's David James Craig.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, it's not really David, but he is a David. And that's what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. There's another county sheriff.
He is a David.
There's another county sheriff in New York, Kurt.
Yes, there is, Sam. You know, I guess there's a county there called Ulster. Does that make sense?
Ulster County.
You know, I've never been there, but this county sheriff says all licensed handgun owners should carry them. He says that's his message. You know, and his place is located about 2 hours north of New York City. He said, in light of recent events that have occurred in the United States and around the world, I want to encourage citizens of Ulster County who are licensed to carry a firearm to please do so. He said, I urge you to responsibly take advantage of your legal right to carry a firearm to ensure the safety of yourself and others. Make sure you are comfortable and proficient with your weapon and knowledgeable of the laws in New York State with regards to carrying a weapon and when it's legal to use it.
See, that's what I was talking about. It's good to be educated and safe, you know, have some safety training and understand what you're doing. Make sure that when you aim at something, you can actually hit it. Not innocent bystanders. That's a good plan. I'm for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, another thing about you saying people who shouldn't have guns, yeah, liberals should not have them because liberals are so full of hate. I talked in front of a packed house at the University of Colorado to liberals about why we should own guns, and I'm not kidding you, and I even told the crowd, I'm grateful you guys don't believe in having guns because if you did right now, you'd shoot me. There was so much hate in that room.
Yeah, they're rabid crazy.
Yeah, they are crazy. And I have never seen a group of people who say we should have tolerance in our society and we should get along that hate people who disagree with them.
Well, that we should have tolerance in our society and get along. As long as you agree with them, then they're cool.
Well, that's it. And so I agree with you, Sam. The notion that we want some of these idiots out there that are liberals owning guns and having guns, I say no. But at the same time, I would never, never support any laws that their Second Amendment rights would be taken away from them.
Of course. And the real point that we're getting at is, you know what? To own a gun, you have to have a certain degree of adult mindset, understanding of logic and reality and safety. And if you're so paranoid, so afraid of your own shadow, so emotionally tied to an issue that you can't think straight or adult-like, you're just not able to handle the responsibility there. That's all. Like that Stephanie girl. But she's like, no way, no way, no way. Okay, I'm telling you right now, don't give that girl a gun. She's crazy.
Absolutely.
She'd shoot her hand off because she's so paranoid trying to, I mean, you know. But don't worry. The Pentagon now opens all combat roles to women. Quote, no exceptions, period.
It's insane.
I believe that even John McCain was saying
hey, I'm kind of thinking it'd be nice to have one of them women in the foxhole with me. Hey, my wife's going to be president. I could go into the military. I could be surrounded by, you know, some of our finest. Yeah, I'm just saying. All right, hold on. We're going to take a quick break and come back with good Sheriff Richard Mack on your radio.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0-degree sleeping bag. This comfortable, family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, and former Sheriff Richard Mack on your radio. By the way, get the book, Are You a David for Christmas? Only $10, available at sheriffmack.com. Check it out today. Get your copy, Are You a David? Only $10.
Or CSPOA.org.
Or CSPOA.org. That's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. We really have an opportunity right now through the CSPOA, Sheriff, because a lot of these sheriffs now are seeing the light. David A. Clark Jr., Joe Arpaio, you got this sheriff in Detroit, you got Ulster County Sheriff speaking out. It's obvious that the mass shooting term and the, quote, assault weapons term by the mainstream press can't be defined. You know, there's a lot of opportunity really here for people to understand the truth. Now, there's an interesting headline. I guess Kurt is hanging out with Geraldo now. Kurt, were you hanging out with that guy, or what was going on with that?
No. Geraldo Rivera, yeah, after the San Bernardino shooting, he tweeted that the Second Amendment is stupid. Now, you know, it's kind of like you just can't. I guess, you know, some guys' minds are like concrete. They're just all mixed up and permanently set. And Geraldo is there, as far as I can tell.
Well, you have one answer to Geraldo. Looks like gun violence is decreasing, Kurt, everywhere. Well, almost.
Well, the Washington Post says gun violence declining everywhere except for gun-free zones. Yeah, mm-hmm. And, you know, this is, along with this huge increase in Americans owning more and more weapons, but the main place that people are in danger is these gun-free zones. Nothing new there, huh, Sheriff?
Hey, do you want to respond to Geraldo, Sheriff?
Yeah, history and facts always get in the way.
And, hate that.
Yeah, I know some of these pundits really hate that, and... It's really sad that we can't just have a national media that doesn't have an agenda, but that would try to let everyone know the truth. When we look at this entire situation of the shooting in San Bernardino, the press was jumping all over themselves and falling all over themselves to make this a non-terroristic thing, that it was workplace violence, that it was some white guy that called himself a by a Muslim name, and it's really scary that we have such a propaganda, brainwashing media in this country that simply won't try to get to the facts and let the American people know what's going on. And there's nothing more evident about this propaganda scheme by the media than the right to keep and bear arms. None of them tell the truth about that. None of them tell the truth about the founding fathers and how the and why the Second Amendment was developed and put in the Constitution, put in the Bill of Rights, that is the Declaration of Rights that government can never touch. And so no one expresses that. They just go right beyond that and get right into, why should we have no guns? Because we're going to they're going to keep killing our kids until we get rid of guns. And what an absolute ignorant pack of lies that is, and how much they think that we're all a bunch of ignorant frogs that we're going to swim around in their boiling pot of water.
All right, well, I find this interesting. There's an anecdote offered. Is that by Jesse Lee Peterson, Kurt? Or is that just a coincidence?
This one's just a little different one, but...
just so everybody understands what we're referring to, is last hour we talked about Jesse Lee Peterson wrote a book called The Anecdote, and Sean Hannity had on Jesse Lee Peterson, huh?
Or antidote, you know. There's anecdote and antidote.
All right,
those are
antidote,
two different
then.
Things, but, yeah.
All right, The Antidote, and anyway, it's kind of interesting how... what?
This is Bob Unruh's, WorldNet Daily guy. He just says, here's the antidote to Muslim carnage, more guns. And he, points to a lot of these stories we've already talked about, Sheriff Joe's, the Ulster County guy, the Detroit guy, but he's right on target.
Yeah, there you go. I guess Glenn Beck's in the news. He's always in the news for goofy reasons. And I bring this up because basically... Glenn Beck is against Donald Trump, huh, Kurt?
Well, he says that what Donald Trump is running to do, maybe, is to be a spoiler and to help Hillary win the White House. And he says, but Beck, when people say, well, why would he do that? He says that there'll be massive payback from the Clintons if what he thinks... happens or will happen, goes on. He talks about Trump taking that role of the third party kind of guy and then making it so that Hillary can win.
And I agree with Beck that that's a possibility, that, there could be the spoiler in the mix. No doubt about it. And it could be that's Trump's agenda. The problem is, Beck always mixed truth and error to the point where it's so hard to discuss what he talks about, because then Glenn Beck basically told the lie and implied that, Trump supporters are all racist. So, see, it's hard to even break down what Glenn Beck does. He's gone on left-wing outlets like National Public Radio, etc., to say that Trump is not a conservative. Now, I would agree that Trump isn't a conservative. But when he said he wouldn't support Trump if he wins the GOP nomination, it's kind of the problem here is they want Trump to support whoever the nominee is, but they won't. Anyway, it goes on and on and on. But Beck is a very strange cookie, man. Now he's calling anybody who supports Trump a racist. This guy paints with such a broad brush, Sheriff, that it's hard to even deal with Beck. He's not even intelligent.
I don't know. Is Beck feeling okay? I've heard several times that he was sick, and I'm just wondering what he's thinking, and I don't have much to do with him. I don't listen to him anymore. I don't know why or how he keeps a listening audience. Way back when he was on TV, he used to do these rants and do raspberries out of his mouth, slobbering kind of thing, and I was wondering, how does he stay on TV? And he would do some good things, like his Founding Father Fridays. I like that. But other than that, I don't know why he keeps such a strong audience. And in my circles, when I go speak now, I don't always people would come up to me and say, "Well, how come you're not with how come you're not been on Glenn Beck, and how come you're not working with Glenn Beck?" And nobody ever asked me that anymore. I haven't had that in over a year. And you know, my answer then was, "Well, you know, he's invited me to be on his program four or five times, and then every time it gets close to being on, they cancel me." And so, you know,
maybe he's schizophrenic or bipolar.
I don't know what. That's what I was going to say. You know,
I don't know. I just find it fascinating, though, to paint with a broad brush and say, "You know what, Trump supporters are racist," and apply that. I mean, this is crazy talk. Come on.
Well, there's a guy out here in KFYI that says that all the time. And then when somebody will call and say a comment about why they support Trump, he doesn't even say anything. He goes, "Oh, well, yeah, I guess that caller just proved my point," you know. And so, you know, he thinks it's all, he thinks, he tries to portray it as just dumb people, racist people, and rednecks, that they're the only people supporting Trump. And you know, my, I'm going to tell you flat out, my first choice right now is still Rand Paul. He's the only one that talks about our Constitution and the fundamentals, yes, and so does Ted Cruz. But I think Rand Paul comes by it a lot more honestly. You know, I really supported his father for a long time. His father was a strict constitutionalist. And I believe that, just as you and I have said for a long time, Sam, that the solution is if we get back to the Constitution, and no one else says it except Rand Paul.
Yeah, the problem with Ted Cruz is he's not even constitutionally qualified to be president. That's the problem with that guy.
Well, and I think there's still some debate about that, but
there is debate.
For the most part, what we have brought up about Barack Obama all these last years, then it would be true that, likewise, Ted Cruz would not be qualified.
And that's multiple counts, because he was a Canadian citizen that he had to rescind. He was, you know, his father was not an American. There's ties to even the Castro party in certain ways. And on one hand, he's a Castro fighter. On the other hand, you don't know what he was. And it's very strange, fast. And the founders were worried about that foreign allegiance issue. And I think that's kind of at the center. I mean, look, you and I do whatever we do for Thanksgiving. You know, Ted Cruz goes home and plays Cuban dominoes with his family. Which I'm okay with, but I'm just saying, see, that's what I mean by, okay, if he plays Cuban dominoes, how favoritism, what kind of favoritism might he show Cuba? And might he create a threat to the United States as a result? You know, we don't know. And that's the problem with that. Now, however, Trump stands alone. Rand Paul not getting any coverage is the problem with that. All right, I agree with Sheriff, though. Quick pause. By the way, if you want to get the book, Are You a David? CSPOA.org. Only $10 for Christmas. Get it today and become a David yourself, will you please? Liberty Roundtable Live continues in seconds with Sheriff Richard Mack. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right, there's a free scientific test you can take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's advanced distance education program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sheriff Richard Mack with us. We're talking about guns. We're talking about stupid people. In my opinion, Geraldo Rivera, one of the stupidest people alive. It's just my opinion. Don't mean to be rude. But Geraldo Rivera, on San Bernardino shooting, basically, said the Second Amendment's stupid. My response is, sir, that's provided more freedom for you in the history of the world than anything else, this Second Amendment idea of the founders. Now, what color is Geraldo, Sheriff?
What color is he?
Yeah.
I don't know. Dumb.
What color is he, Kurt?
There you go. Anti-American. He's got a little bit of Latin in him.
All right. So, but you know, he's not so really he's black. He's not white.
No, you know,
He benefits from the freest society in the history of the world for all races.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he runs around and trashes the Second Amendment. It's amazing. All right, now, I guess CNN, they have a new poll out, Kurt.
Yep, and there's one of these about every other day, it seems like, but this latest one's got Trump at 36%. It's got,
Nobody's even within three points.
Next guys are 16%. You got Ted Cruz at 16, Ben Carson at 14, Marco Rubio at 12. Then you've got, everybody else is less than 5. That includes, Jeb Bush. He's at 3%. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul at 1%. This is, you know, their numbers. Anyway, that's the latest horse race for you, Sheriff.
All right. Now, Sheriff, I want to get to this before the end of the hour. You had an experience where somebody borrowed your truck, they got a big old problem, and now you're battling that thing, huh? Give us the details.
Well, yeah. my son, Rich, is 38 years old. He actually is embarrassed that he's had to move back in with us because of this horrible divorce he went through. And his children are in Kentucky where his ex-wife is, and he's been going through a horrible divorce, and we've been trying to help him as much as we possibly can and support him on this, and it's a horrible, horrible situation. About 3 or 4 weeks ago, he borrowed my truck to go work out, and I guess he rolled through a red light or something, and they pulled him over to that, and they discovered that his license had been suspended. I had no idea about that, and he told me that he didn't know, that he did get a ticket out in Kentucky when he was out there in a rental car that he was in, and that he had been discussing how to take their driver's training course to get out of the ticket online, and they offered that. And next thing you know, he said, I guess it went too long, or he didn't return an email or something that he never got or whatever, I don't know. And they suspended him. And so he was arrested for having a suspended license, but they just wrote him a ticket for it. And they arrested my truck. I mean, they literally confiscated my truck. They impounded my truck. And Rich calls me, and the Gilbert Police Department wasn't even going to notify me that they were taking my property. And so I went to the scene. My truck was still there. And I said, hey, I'm here to get my property. That is my property. And they go, yeah, we know. And I said, so why are you taking it? And he goes, because of traffic code ARS 283511 says we can. And I says, well, what is the due process? The Constitution, especially the Fifth Amendment, says, and 14th, by the way, and a few others, said that you can't take my property without due process. So what is the due process? And he said, 283511. And I said, that's a traffic code. That's not constitutional due process. And I said, I'm sitting here watching you guys take my truck, and I'm here to get it. I said, when I was in law enforcement, if we had a situation like this, we tried to get the owner to come get his property. And if we couldn't, we would take it for safekeeping, and that was it. And he goes, yeah, it is pretty stupid. And I said, well, what's stupider? The people.
Now, this is an example. I want to make the point, too. Cops wonder why we don't like them. This is a perfect example. Just because you can do something due to some perverted color of law, bogus statute, that doesn't mean that you ought to do it. You ought to do the honorable thing. You ought to build relationships of trust with law-abiding citizens in your community. You ought to, I'm just telling you right now, this is senseless and it makes us absolutely crazy. And so when you cops don't understand why we don't like you, this is the example.
Right. And so I said, so what's stupider? The people who make stupid laws or the people who enforce them? And he goes, you don't like it, you can sue us. And I says, well, yeah, I plan to do that. I said, take us to the Supreme Court. And I said, well, I've done that before. I guess I can do it again. And so I've been in contact with some people there at the city council who I know, and they've done nothing but, you know, try to keep their good relationship with the police chief there. So the police chief said he would not change this policy, that this is a good idea. So the thing of it is, Sam, the police are judge, jury, and executioner on this.
We need to hold a huge rally right down there at the police department. Peacefully say, you know what? This is wrong. Where's due process? What law has Richard and his property broken? And the answer is none.
Nothing. Nothing. They even said that, Sam. I even said, I want to appeal this. And they said, okay, you can talk to the lieutenant. I said, the lieutenant of the same people who did it? I said, I want a judge. I want a jury. What am I being charged with? Nothing. You're not being charged with anything.
Where's your truck? Did you have to pay to get it out?
I've not committed a crime. I've done nothing wrong, and you still take my property. Yeah, because 283511. And I said, do you guys even hear yourselves talk? And so anyway, the whole thing is this bogus traffic code that says they can take my property. It doesn't say they have to, you know, so they do it anyway. And I'm out $411, and I never did a thing wrong. I have no charges against me. I had no tickets, no infractions, no nothing. And it cost me $411 to get my truck back.
All right, so my headline for this says, where's my truck? Richard's son borrows his truck, and then it all goes wrong. What about due process?
Well, they even said this, Sam. Some people that I've been talking about this says, this is the way that they punish your child because you allowed it. And so now you have to go after your son to get compensated. And I said, you can't use me to punish my son. I said, that's against the law, too. And I said,
well, and furthermore, though, let's ask the question, though, when we talk about the son being punished, they don't have, even if it was the son's vehicle,
right?
They absolutely may be able to fine him for violating the law, maybe, but they don't have the right to steal his property, nevertheless. And that's really the point of this whole thing, is it's about private property. And just because he's done something wrong, that doesn't mean he can be denied private property over it.
Correct. Now, if they had in this code a charge that someone knowingly allows someone under suspension to drive a vehicle, that would be a different story. I could understand that. I don't approve of that, and I don't agree with it. But that would be a legitimate charge that they could pursue. Even that would be suspect as far as constitutional propriety. However, I never got charged with that, and there is no law about that.
And this is a local police department, right?
Trying to make that the law.
Is this a local police department?
Yeah, right where I live.
Okay, yeah. What about your county sheriff? Is he willing to help?
Well, I never contacted Joe about it, and I just thought, you know, Joe is too busy in all these trials and whatnot. I've left him alone.
Yeah, but he can assign somebody to it in about 3 seconds to take care of business and get it done for you and say, look.
Yeah, well, I've already got the truck back, so he would say, well, you got it back. What else you want me to do, you know? So I guess he could let them know. He could let Gilbert PD know, look, next time you do this to a citizen in my county, then I'm going to take action against you guys. And I guess I could talk to him about that, but I think Joe's going to, I don't think he'll get really involved in it. I really don't. I think he'll consider it too minor of an issue. I think it's a huge constitutional issue, but the law firms that really and normally help people with such things are not helping me. None of them are helping me.
How come? Why do they think this is a losing battle?
I guess they think that it's just not big enough to pursue, but it is.
In my opinion, it's not dollars, it's principle here, people.
Well, yeah, of course it is. Yeah, if police can take your property with no due process and they become judge, jury, and executioner, and instead of calling it a fine, they call it an administrative fee for taking my property, and it's complete extortion because I never get my truck back unless I pay them their money, their administrative fees. I never get it back, ever. And so that's complete extortion. It's against the law. If you and I did that, we would go to jail. But if the police do it, it's 28-35-11. And there's no problem. They don't see any problem with this. In fact, they think they're doing everything right.
Hey, what are you going to do about it, Sheriff?
Well, you know, I've been talking to various lawyers, as I said, and, you know, so far nobody really wants to, you know, they say, yeah, your cause is just, you're right, but, you know, your cause is just, but, you know, it's a... You know, you probably ought to just go get your truck.
It seems to me that this is a slam dunk case to make the point because it's so clear.
Oh, I know. Show me.
It's very simple and clear. There's not really complications here.
I'm going to write a letter to the chief of police, and I'm going to ask him to show me what due process he used, because on the front of the police department in the lobby, it says that our primary goal is to follow the Constitution and due process and protect the rights of the individual. Yeah.
All right. Well, Sheriff or Police Chief, let's get after it, my friend. You have an opportunity to deliver on your claim, huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to tell him in a letter, and then I'm going to tell him I'll pursue other legal means if I don't get a right answer.
All right. This is a principal issue, ladies and gentlemen. Keep us posted on that. We'll have more students on the radio. Where are you going next, sir?
I guess Utah.
All right. You're coming up to eat pupusas with the brethren, huh? Good for you, sir.
Yes.
All right, Godspeed, travel safe. We'll chat soon, my friend.
Okay, thanks.
There he goes, the good sheriff, doing a great job. Thanks, Kurt. Thanks to all of you for listening. LibertyRoundtable.com. Click on Help Us Grow to donate. If you would, please, this nation shall endure.